Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everyone, wherever you are. Welcome back to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. I'm your host, Michaela, and today we're going to be talking about some different natural therapies. And I've brought on a person named Jack Miller, who is a certified traditional naturopath from Natural Health Sciences of Arizona. And so the two things that we really want to highlight today is laser energetic detoxification, along with the oxygen steam sauna, and also about how to go about looking for a natural practitioner if you haven't, you know, had any services by them before. So let me welcome on our guest tonight, Jack. Welcome. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show, Michaela.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to get on here. Looking forward to this because there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about, and I'm sure you can shed some light on that. So before we get into all of that, I wanted to start off by just asking you to share a little bit about yourself, your health journey especially, and what led you to get into the field that you're doing.
Well, I like to say sometimes that I was pulled into the natural health industry kicking and screaming against my will because I was raised in a household where we believed that conventional medicine was, you know, pretty much like the last final word. And after I got sick in the 90s, I went to Mayo Clinic. I went to the best, you know, doctors in my state of Arkansas at that time. Saw some doctors in Texas, and then I went to Mayo Clinic a couple of times in Minnesota. And after they failed to diagnose the Lyme disease and the mercury poisoning and the other issues that I had, I decided to look into natural medicine because I was still sick, and you know they weren't really giving me any answers. So I gradually worked my way through different natural health modalities and therapies and weeded out the things that didn't work, and then after I recovered, I just decided to, well, I wasn't fully, I'd say I made a 50% recovery doing my own research, and then in 2003,
okay.
I met Lee Cowden at he was the overseeing a pilot study in Dallas, Texas, that was treating 28 Lyme patients, Lyme disease patients, that were non-recovered, and had neurological Lyme. That means in the nervous system. And so the results were, actually the purpose of the study, pilot study, was to compare drug therapy, antibiotics for Lyme disease, chronic Lyme disease, with 100% natural therapies. And needless to say, your audience, but the natural patients, the one that were doing only natural medicine, got dramatically better, and the ones doing just drug therapy, antibiotics, didn't really make much improvement. So that was a turning point for me. I decided there's really something to this. I need to study this. And I didn't even know I was going to do it for a living at that time. I just knew that I'd stumbled onto something very powerful, and so I started studying at that time, not necessarily to work in the profession, but just to gain more knowledge about it.
Wow. So, okay, so were you an actual patient of the study, or you just looked into the study that he was doing?
At the time, I was a patient.
So you were a part of it.
Right. I'd been sick with chronic Lyme disease for about 8 years at that time, and had made some gains, but really, you know, it's a problem when you realize that conventional medicine can't fix your condition, and you are left to study and research on your own. There's all sorts of room for misinformation and error. So 8 years later, I was only partly recovered when I got into the Lyme study as a patient. That was 2003.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I also think it's kind of cool, though, that you didn't give up, because a lot of people out there, they take the word of traditional doctors, Western medicine per se, as like the word of God. And it's almost like once you get that diagnosis, you're stuck for life, and you can't see that there might be another avenue. And that's why I'm really excited about, you know, letting you share your story and talking about what we're going to be talking about today. If you don't mind me asking and put you on the spot a little bit, I want to, like, before you became this then, what was your profession? What did you do before this?
Well, I mean, growing up, I did a lot of jobs. I, I won't get into all of them, but yeah, I came from a family with a strong work ethic. But I went into the Army when I was 19, and I was a helicopter pilot. And then I got out, and I went to Florida, and I joined my brother in a contracting business. We were doing contract work for Kmart and grocery stores, and that's what I was doing when I got sick in the mid-90s. So really, again, no connection to natural health at that time. Just
with all of this,
right?
Amazing how we get led down our path that we do. Okay, so
yeah.
Jumping into, let's start. I'm just going to go ahead and let's get in it because I'm sure you got a lot to say about these different things that you even offer at the clinic. But let's start with laser energetic detoxification. What is that? And let's just start with that. What is it? What are some of the benefits? And who can this help? What conditions, et cetera?
Well, laser energetic detoxification, you'd have to say it originated with what's called German biological medicine, which is in other countries like Germany and Russia, they use a lot of what's called bioenergetic medicine. They use energetic devices and homeopathy and electromedicine. They use it much, much more than in the West. So to go back to the beginning, Fritz Albert Popp, a physicist in Germany, discovered that human cells output photons primarily from the nucleus of the cell. Now, that means light, basically, that there's tiny, tiny amounts of light that originate from our DNA. And so he's been speaking about this, you know, for decades, and has written a couple of books. So the idea was, as natural health practitioners and German biological medicine and bioenergetic practitioners started to look into this, that if human cells are generating small amounts of light, what's the purpose? And so the idea was that it could be a form of communication between the cells. We know that in humans and animals that cells have chemical messaging that they do between cells to communicate with each other. And so the idea was, well, maybe this is another form of communication. So practitioners in Germany, England, and the U.S. started experimenting with taking homeopathic remedies, liquid homeopathic remedies, which are, you know, frequency-based. They have, you know, various signatures, and they started shining infrared lights and cold laser through the homeopathic vials. And so, as an example, they might take, let's say, a patient who had lead poisoning. They would take a homeopathic nozode, a lead remedy, and then shine a laser, cold laser through that, shine it on the ears, the palms, the feet, different areas where there are a lot of acupuncture points. And the first thing they notice is that the patient's got very ill. They went into typical detox reactions, and so they knew that they had discovered something to stimulate the body to detoxify. So Dr. Lee Cowden, a fairly well-renowned holistic practitioner in the U.S., he began to take this protocol and to add, instead of just using toxin nozodes, he began to add homeopathic detox support remedies, detox support supplements, lymphatic drainage. His notion was that the reason people were having such strong reaction is that they're mobilizing chemical and heavy metal toxins, and that they're recirculating instead of exiting and excreting from the body. So that's the briefest description I can give. So it's evolved.
Well, that's a great start.
That was 12 years ago, and it's evolved drastically since then to be more effective and less problematic, less symptoms, you know, caused by the detox therapy.
Well, I think it's interesting that you talk about how, like, all these heavy metals and stuff stay in our body and don't get purged. You know, you would think that, like, you know, we're using the bathroom every day, and this stuff is not all getting out. We're not purging this stuff. It's still just holding on. And I think it's amazing, like that it, you know, something like this can help it. And I swear, I read something on your website for the link for this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but does this help with the autism? And how so, if it does? And what other different conditions could it help with?
Well, it helps with any, just about any chronic illness that's connected to an inability to detoxify and excrete toxins. We've definitely had excellent reports with autism, both in my clinic as well as you know, some of my associates. And there's also been testing done. For instance, there's a strong connection with the neurotoxin mercury and autism. Whether you want to blame vaccines or not, I won't get into that subject. But vaccines, some vaccines do contain thimerosal mercury. And so a practitioner up in Chicago used regular chelation therapy. That's a product that goes in. It specifically chemically binds with mercury and then pulls it out, makes it water-soluble, and pulls it out through the urine. So he did about every month for 4 months, he did a mercury chelation challenge. That was an oral chelator and a urine test on an autistic child. And at the 4th month, the only thing he added was a laser stimulation or laser homeopathic stimulation. And there was an almost tenfold increase in the amount of mercury that came out in the child's urine following chelation. So there is evidence. It's not hocus pocus. It's not, I mean, the practitioners who are using this and using this effectively are accumulating evidence of its efficacy. It's definitely evidence-based, I guess I would say that. And we certainly, I mean, you can see some of the success stories on our website. We've seen some dramatic shifts also with autistic children that we work with.
Okay, so what about for clients, patients that maybe don't have, they feel like they don't have any big problems with their, you know, they feel pretty healthy, pretty good. What would you say would be the benefits for them? Like, would it be preventative or like what, like, I guess that's what I'm wondering. Because, you know, some people, they feel like they're pretty fit, like they don't need any extra anything detoxing. What would you say to those kind of people?
Well, just take mercury, for example. The World Health Organization has established that there is no safe level of mercury, meaning that any mercury in your body damages health, even tiny, tiny amounts. It's drastically more toxic than lead. and the Environmental Protection Agency a few years back did a study, and they took fat biopsies of Americans, and 100% of Americans had in their fat heavy metals, solvents, and pesticides. So it's the nature of the world that we live in that whether you are in good general health, whether you have a good detoxification system, whether you excrete these things rapidly, you still can't get rid of them fast enough to not accumulate some in the fat. So for preventative measures, this type of thing is, you know, excellent. We have there's cancer growth, increase in cancer levels that has leveled off in the past couple of decades, but neurological diseases are on the rise, and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, those kind of things. So you can't say that increased neurotoxins has nothing to do with that. So I would say using laser detox to detox the body, along with a variety of other things, it is good for prevention and potentially could improve a person's overall health.
Nice. Well, I think it's really cool that, like, you know, they're starting to bring out more about energetic type of medicine. I wish we would see it more over here, and it's great that, like, you know, practitioners like you are utilizing stuff like that. But it makes me think of stories of back in the day, like ancient times, where they talk about, you know, how they used to heal. We're just barely scratching the surface again, and so it's nice to see that that would happen more often. With this. So, okay, I want to jump into the oxygen steam sauna because I'm really intrigued. What is this? Because there's all kinds of saunas already out there. Like there's a dry sauna, you got the regular steam sauna. I even had a far infrared sauna in my practice. So what is this and why is it different from the other ones? Or any better anyway?
Well, it's called oxygen steam sauna. You have a pure oxygen source that goes through a high quality ozone generator and produces a high concentration ozone, which goes, so the sauna itself is a cabinet. It's a fiberglass cabinet, a Turkish style sauna. So your head is out of the sauna, but inside you have steam and you have a tube that's bringing a high quality ozone into the sauna. Ozone is a triatomic molecule. It's just three oxygen atoms linked together. Most people know what ozone is, but in this country, there's very little knowledge of ozone as a therapy or as a medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Just briefly to talk about ozone, it's used in a variety of ways in other countries. In Germany, they've done millions of what's called major autohemotherapy ozone treatments, which is where they withdraw some blood, they ozonate it, they infuse ozone into the blood, and they drip it slow, IV drip back into the patient. And that's used for a huge amount of diverse health conditions, autoimmune diseases, cancer, heart disease, mitochondrial diseases, inflammatory diseases. so you might hear if you ask randomly about ozone in this country that ozone is an unproven and dangerous therapy. It's actually one of the safest natural therapies ever created, honestly. There's virtually no side effects. In Russia, it's part of the state-run medicine and has been for decades. Russian scientists researched it, proved that it worked, and incorporated it into the Russian state-run medicine. And they did that because it's cheap and it doesn't require a patent. You don't have to pay for a pharmaceutical company. So there's tons of evidence that ozone has a powerful form of oxygen, and oxygen is the most important nutrient in the body. We know that. You need water. You'll die without water in a couple of days. You'll die in a couple of weeks without food, but you die within minutes without oxygen. So oxygen being the most important nutrient that the body needs for respiration and day-to-day function, if you add a potent form of oxygen, which is ozone, of course it can do a wide variety of things therapeutically. So the question is, how do you get therapeutic amounts of ozone to deal with certain chronic conditions without invasive therapy like intravenous or other types? And so a sauna is excellent because as you sit in the sauna, the heat from the steam heats up your pores open up, and the ozone, which is the concentration in the steam cabinet, gradually increases, and you start to absorb it essentially all over your body. You also have a cupping device that the ozone is directly coming out of, and people cup that around their abdomen, their liver, different problem areas. And so over a period of 30 to 40 minutes, you get a pretty significant amount of medical grade or therapeutic ozone into the body.
That is amazing. And, you know, I never thought about, I don't think a lot of people think about oxygen as being, you know, yes, we know water, but I never even thought about that, but it's probably true. Who would you say, is there anybody that it might not be safe for or good for? Because, I mean, I was just thinking about, like, sometimes like, heart patients, you know, or people that are on blood thinners are, you know, not recommended to get into, like, saunas because of the heat or whatever. Is this not the case with the oxygen steam sauna?
No, you're exactly right. People with coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, have to be cautious with heat. The ozone itself is not going to hurt them, but heating the body up,
okay,
it increases risk for a heart attack. Now, infrared sauna is quite good for congestive heart failure patients because it doesn't heat the core temperature up, and then they gradually sweat. They sweat out salts, sodium liquid, so the fluid congestion in their body starts to alleviate, and it speeds up the heart just enough to be a very mild workout for like a congestive heart failure patient. As far as the ozone is concerned, people who've had a lot of exposure to acrylics through their occupation or their hobby need to be careful with ozone, because if you're an artist that has worked for years with acrylic paints, or dentists, some dentists work with acrylic dental materials day in and day out, and so ozone will oxidize those and make them more toxic, and so you can have especially with someone who's already sick and not in good condition, maybe a bit frail with chronic illness, and they've had a lot of acrylic exposure. If they do too much ozone, the ozone oxidizes the acrylic toxins, makes them more toxic, and the acrylic toxins will lyse the red blood cells, and they may have anemia or lack of, it may reduce the number of red blood cells in their body. So that's something we look at. Have you had a lot of acrylic exposure? And then, of course, heart disease. Generally, it's a good idea to clear it with your medical doctor whether or not you're okay to do a sauna of any kind.
Okay, good to know on that. And so, you know, the other biggest question that I wanted to answer tonight, hopefully, Jack, is we don't have to go into the depths of, like, how the healthcare industry is run here in America. I mean, I've had my own taste over the years. I mean, I was in traditional healthcare for 8 years, and then I went to the alternative side for over 8 years. So I got to see both angles of it. But, you know, what it's really, I don't think a lot of people get is, and I say this over and over again, is, you know, healthcare, it's a business. They're there to make profit. And it's not really healthcare, it's the business of sick care. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the day that the paradigm will continue to shift where, you know, yes, we all got to make money, but that we are truly caring for our people. And so that's why I like, you know, to interview guests like you to show listeners that there is another way. And so I wanted to ask you, I mean, what would you say, like even just thinking back when you were researching before you even got into your field, like what do you think is the important things that people should be looking for when they're choosing a naturopathic practitioner?
Well, like all other industries, there's things in the natural health industry that are not so good. I mean, unfortunately, it seems like mainstream media tends to highlight fraud. There's fraud, of course, mm-hmm. you know, in natural medicine, and that seems to get highlighted more frequently than the good things, the things that are actually working, actually helping people. So I believe in evidence-based natural therapies, and evidence does not necessarily mean a double-blind, placebo-controlled FDA-approved study where a company had millions of dollars to prove something. That's not the only standard of evidence. For thousands of years, there's other forms of evidence that accumulated. Acupuncture developed, and there were no double-blind placebo-controlled studies. It was simply Chinese medicine practitioners were talking to each other, and they were comparing notes, and they figured out some amazing things. I mean, as an example of, like for instance, with ozone sauna, we promote it as a detoxification therapy. Now, oftentimes, unlike other saunas, when people get into the ozone sauna and they absorb all this ozone through their skin, the ozone oxidizes heavy metals, and so the towels that they're sitting on or that their feet are on will be covered with gray spots. Sometimes the very first time they get in there. So my question was, being scientifically curious, what exactly is this in these gray spots? Some practitioners were saying, oh, this is metals, heavy metals. So I took a control sample of towel, unspotted towel, and then I cut six samples from six different people out and that were spotted gray, and I sent them off to a lab, and then just we used the non-spotted piece of towel as a control sample, And the number of metals, that's on our website under the ozone oxygen steam sauna. And the uranium was uniformly elevated, nickel was uniformly elevated, lead was uniformly elevated, some of them up to 75 times higher than the control sample. In one case, we had a sample that was 160 times higher than control sample. And interestingly, it was a diverse amount of heavy metals. We had mercury, lead, cadmium, nickel, uranium. And so what was different is that everyone sweat out different types of metals, but they were consistently they were consistently elevated in the spotted areas where people did the sauna compared to a control sample. So to me, it was pretty much conclusive proof that we don't know for sure what metals you sweat out when you get in the ozone sauna, but they're definitely toxic metals. And I was able to present this at the Integrative Lyme Solution Conference in 2013, showing that, you know, ozone sauna is an effective detox therapy for heavy metal toxicity.
Right on. I think that's amazing. Speaking of conferences and events, I want to make sure we don't miss it. You're doing one coming up. Do you want to share with the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a conference that's coming up. It's going to be November 3rd and 4th. Let me pull that up here. it's basically the name of the public seminar is Get Your Life Back Now. It's in Orlando, Florida. Some of the speakers I'll be privileged to present with are Norm Shealy, Zach Bush, Dr. William Lee Cowden, who's the creator of the Cowden Protocol, Dr. Joe Mercola, he's the founder of DrMercola.com, and Leigh-Erin Connolly, she's a fairly renowned holistic doc from California. So, yeah, it's a real privilege. I told Dr. Cowden, I feel I'm going to be a little bit out of my league there, and he said, it's all in the mind, whatever you think you are. So, but anyway.
And that is the truth. I mean, well, congratulations. I think it's amazing, you know, coming from, you know, we're Joe Blow and, like, you know, like what you're going through. And then, like, you know, and we all start somewhere. So to be up there and helping with the rest and helping the rest of us, you know, get better or encourage us, you know, on a better path, I think it's amazing. And I'm just glad that, you know, you're out there sharing the good work that you guys are all doing and the different health methods that are out there.
Oh, thank you, Michaela.
You're welcome. Well, we've got a few more minutes left. I just wanted to see, is there anything else that you wanted to share or promote?
As far as what we're doing, you know, having done contract work before I got into this, I have to say that this industry is incredibly difficult. It's complex. It's hard. It's difficult to actually succeed in. There's a tremendous amount of competition, and oftentimes those who are promoting the most aggressively, whether it be multi-level products or different modalities, the ones that are promoting the most don't necessarily have the established record of helping people. So I had to figure that out, that in this business you have to get the word out there, you have to promote, let people know. It's not enough to be good at your job. You'll starve just being good. You have to promote. So over the years we've gotten better at that, but simultaneously I've been able to hire a really good staff. So I've got an amazing team working for me, because no matter how good you are at what you do, if you can't logistically take care of people and give them what they need when they come, it doesn't matter what you know. You have to be able to put it into application, help people put it into application. And so as we've had people come, I think the last count was 15 states people have traveled out here to Arizona or Las Vegas, and we've gotten better at providing them a good service. I would think, you know, based on what we were doing in the past and what we're doing now, and we're continuing to add, in addition to the laser detox, we have in the ozone sauna, we have photomagnetic lymph drainage to help those with in most chronic illness, lymphatic congestion can be a factor. We have a live blood cell analysis. We also have PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field therapy. We do laser allergy desensitization, and we've had excellent feedback from that. So really, it's an extremely exciting profession. You have to make it, though, in order to keep up with all these things that are going on. And I really feel a sense of happiness that just in the past year or so, we've been able to add like a lot of the things that I've only that I've known about, but not been able to incorporate into what we do. So that's good, because it's I've heard statistics that every 3 years, natural medicine knowledge is doubling, and that does not seem unrealistic at all to me. It's just exploding, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
I agree, exactly. Well, I definitely don't disagree with you. I mean, look at with the power of the internet and us all getting more connected. Like, it's true. I don't know what the statistic is offhand, but I think it's everything's been doubling, tripling, like in condensed time frame. So I wouldn't even doubt that. so it is a fascinating time. But, you know, I know you're going to be around for a long time to come, so it'll be interesting to see you grow and just what else you do for the people that you serve. So, Jack, I just want to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to come on here. Listeners, I just wanted to remind you, you can go to the show description to check out Jack Miller's website for Natural Health Science of Arizona. And then also, it also has the two links for the laser energetic detoxification link and then the oxygen steam sauna. All right. So, Jack, you take care. You have a great night. Listeners, you have a great rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Big, big hugs.
Thanks, Michaela. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.